Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm going to leave you with two words. Be the final two words for this summer. No goal.
He couldn't take the hit that we gave him, so he knocks our guy out of the lineup for probably weeks. That's a joke. I want him suspended. I want him fined. I'll come to the hearing. I haven't called the league once. I'll call him 10 times tomorrow.
You just got to play. There's no other answer to it. I mean, you're supposed to dump the puck in and stay out of the zone. No, we just wanted to play. The more they acted like idiots, the more we wanted to play.
Well, that's Lindy's opinion. I've seen his teams do the same thing, so he ought to not talk about that. That's it.
Tell Lindy no.
We're going to the playoffs, and you're going to take out one of our best players because you couldn't take a hit? That's a joke.
You're right in there, Ezra. You're right between him and Rumpus trying to get in there.
You've seen enough of this season as well.
I've seen enough of him that it's a joke.
To keep this quick, the Bills are playing right now.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Sabres, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Tremendous work there from Josh Smith. Tremendous work.
It's hard to not get fired up.
I listened to this song on my drive-in.
Come on.
I did.
Like the whole song?
The whole thing.
Really?
I did.
That's a choice.
You don't even have to like the higher. You still might every once in a while want to listen to this song.
Yeah.
The Sabres need to announce today that this song is going to be played in pregame forever.
I say just through the games.
Throughout it.
Throughout the whole game.
Yeah. Lindy Ruff is back. He'll speak today at a press conference, 1 o'clock this afternoon. Sabres Live is going to go longer because of Kevin Adams and Lindy Ruff speaking today.
Do you think this is going to be like a in-the-lobby press conference as opposed to like in the presser room?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
A lobby presser.
Yeah. Former lobby pressers. Pagula introduced.
Oh, I was thinking of
Bylsma.
LaFontaine and Nolan.
Okay.
That was crazy.
I feel like Tyler Myers' extension might have been out there. Anyway, yeah, lobby press conference. I think lobby presser. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. And what could take away from, nonstop draft coverage for a few hours on a Tuesday?
There's a roadblock on the wide receiver train. It's just Lindy standing in front of the train for a day.
Unless he might be on the train. But we got to talk about him, of course. So the Sabres made the move. They hired Lindy Ruff. And you want to give us a call, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Of course, we'll talk, draft and all that. But the guest, here's the rundown for today. Paul's going to join us at 7 on the latest on all this and what to expect from Lindy Ruff and what players on the team are going to like this and what players might not like this. So Paul at 7, Sam Monson on some draft stuff at 8, Marty Baron at 9:30. Marty, of course, played for Lindy.
Yep.
So what's that like? We've got Alex Tuck saying he dreamed of playing for Lindy. Well, it's a dream come true for you, Alex Tuck. And on we go. But the Sabres make quick work of it and hire former Sabre coach Lindy Ruff. One thing I would say out of the gate, we did the instant trivia last week about coaches that have returned to coach for the same franchise.
Right. Yeah,
and there's a handful of them. And Joe, I have to confess, I didn't even get them all because the list has been updated since then.
Okay, wait, this was for everybody, right?
Everybody.
Not just for the Sabres.
Yes. Yeah. So I had missed Michel Therrien and Claude Julien. So Montreal's done it twice.
Okay.
The Devils have done it with Jacques Lemaire. The Islanders have done it. The Flames, the Hurricanes, the Stars, the Ducks, and now the Sabres, who have also done it twice.
Okay.
So
did Lou Lamoriello count because he used to once every third year jump down in the booth and or in the bench himself?
That's a good one for the Islanders. Or no, sorry, for the Devils.
For the
back
Devils.
In the day.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good point. But there's a very key thing to say here about this. And I would just maybe it's not even that key. Let's put it in the programs to start. This is not so Buffalo. Montreal's done it twice.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like the Stars did it with sometimes it's Stanley Cup winning coaches that come back, but the point is it's not like this is some small potatoes thing that only joke franchises do. It's not that unusual in the NHL.
Isn't that, though?
You want to make that a joke about the NHL?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Only in hockey. I'll buy that. Although I feel like in the Premier League or in soccer, this happens too. Guys can go back and coach again.
Football, it usually doesn't.
Almost never happens in the NFL. The modern NFL, I can't even imagine it happening.
No.
Because let's be real. When we talk about coaches in football, it's a lot of narrative-driven stuff. And if you got fired, it's because you're not good enough. The idea you could get another job, period, and that dirty word of retread is tough enough as it is.
Right. Like, could you imagine, like, Mike McCarthy going back to the Packers?
No.
Like, it's not even...
It's not even... Right. You can't even consider the idea.
Right. NBA also, like, just following the league, I don't really think I ever see it happen all that often. Same thing there. Like, once you're out, you're kind of out.
It's a hockey thing, and it happens in Buffalo twice, Montreal twice, Dallas, Anaheim. So it happens. It's not that unusual.
Yeah.
And my favorite point about the Lindy rehire that I've seen so far is that some people that might be mad about it are focused on the wrong side of the nostalgia. Didn't they only get him because of nostalgia? And I don't mean theirs. I mean his. Isn't that the only reason he takes
this? That's how they got him?
That's how he takes this job.
Right.
He cares about the organization. It's... If you believe they did it because it's a PR move, okay. But they don't get just anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the top 10 winningest coaches in franchise history. Could they pull Ken Hitchcock today? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Could they pull... Keep naming them. We're not even sure if Mike Sullivan became available. They could get Mike Sullivan.
Right, or Brenda Moore is not available.
Right, because you are the Buffalo Sabres, and you've got some work to do to continue to repair your image. Maybe a lot of that has been done.
Yeah.
But getting a coach the caliber of Lindy Ruff only happens because of nostalgia from him.
Mm-hmm. I tend to think, too, the PR element, like, is it even all good? Like, there's a lot of blast off on them. Like, you only did this because you know him and you're trying. You're almost – it's a – You're toying with the fans almost a little bit. Like, it's T.O., right, being signed. I saw way too many people comparing it to when Marv Levy returned to the Bills on social media yesterday. Just, there's like, you're just tugging at our heartstrings because you're trying to get us to buy in and you don't have another way to do it. Like, to me, they're getting criticized for that. And league wide, national media entities, you're seeing, like, oh, look at the Sabres. Just bringing Lindy back, huh? Like, they're not getting credit for this around the league. To me, they're almost... Like, I heard Larry Quinn, former managing partner of the Sabres, called in with Bulldog yesterday about Lindy coming back, and he said one point that I think I agree with, which is, if you wanted the best PR, if you wanted to hire a guy that was going to give you the best PR, wouldn't you have hired Berube?
Yeah, which would have been... Wouldn't that just be Bilesma part two?
Right, because who... Right, you could have made the Bilesma comparison.
Not to say the success would have been the same, but hey, here's a guy. He won a cup, and now he's our coach.
Who in the world would have criticized them hiring Craig Berube?
Not me.
Like, there's nobody. And on this front, they hire Lindy. Sure, it's more polarizing, right? Because one segment of people are going to love it to death. And opening night is going to be a madhouse maybe now, I can imagine, when they introduce him. But there's going to be another section that's like, are you kidding me? We're doing this again? You're going back to the... Like, to me, there's going to be more criticism on this hire than there would have been for had they done something else. So, did they do it for PR? I almost feel like they might have done it in spite of PR.
Well, there's the old adage that there's no such thing as bad publicity,
right?
That's
true. That's
and true. Even if people don't like it, you still get the actual publicity out of it. But, right, I mean, the bad PR. If you are upset about it,
which there are
sure
a good amount of people and, that are just like rolling their eyes and they can't believe this is what they did.
If you're upset about it, I guess I would ask this, because I'm definitely not upset. I'm fine. I'm about the same as it would be if they hired Craig Berube or Gerard Gallant or Bruce Boudreau. About the same. And I think it's kind of Kevin Adams in his statement said something similar. Any nostalgia is an added bonus.
Right.
I mean, I'm good with a little bit of added nostalgia. Why did we want them to put a different color blue on? Why do you want them to wear the goat heads?
Right.
Like,
yep.
America is lots of nostalgia. We get lots of that, and I don't think it's a bad thing at all. I played Hurricane 2000 in my car on the way in. Why? Same thing. Why did we play the Umberger highlight yesterday? Nostalgia. Like, all that comes out, and that's fine. But they hired a coach that's made the playoffs with three different franchises. Have the Sabres ever hired a coach with as much of a resume as the coach that they hired yesterday? Probably not.
I don't think they have.
Let's run through the since Lindy left.
Bosma won a cup.
Sure, but he had only coached one place.
That's true.
This guy has, if they had hired Boudreau, to me it's very similar. Guy without a cup that everywhere he goes, he has made the playoffs. And he did in New Jersey, and he did in Dallas, and he did with the Buffalo Sabres, why he got a job in Dallas so quickly.
Well, put it this way. Would you take his two stints since he left Buffalo, would you take the success of those two stints? He went to Dallas, and in 4 years, went to the playoffs two times, and went to the second round once. And then he was gone after 4 years.
Yeah.
New Jersey, he coached 4 years, one playoff appearance, third place in the NHL when they did it, and they went to the second round that year. Like, would we take that?
Well, I don't know. Like,
you might not say you'd take it, but let's just say it wouldn't be an epic total failure. The drought would be over.
Right. I would say if you give them 4 years with almost any coach, the drought should end. Really, it should.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if Lindy's the one that you need to end a drought. One playoff appearance in 4 years, no, I would not take that. I need this team to do more than that. But I get the point you're saying. Like, he's had some success elsewhere. For that idea about, you know, what would you take, here's something else. For those of you that are upset about it and think it's Bush League or small potatoes, here's the good news for you. I'm pretty sure there are expectations right away.
Yes.
Even though Larry Quinn used the phrase when he called a burn-in period, like you're going to need some time for these players to understand how he wants them to play or system, whatever. And sure, okay, that aside, this is not going to be a year where they talk about growth. This is, I mean, they won't, I don't know if they'll say playoffs or bust, but you have an accomplished head coach with a very talented team that has a lot of pieces in place, and it'll be about making the playoffs right away.
Did you see Lindy's statement? I mean, he kind of says that right away, and he'll talk more about it, I'm sure, today, but his statement was, I'm thankful to Terry, the Pegula family, and Kevin Adams for this opportunity. This is a team ready to take the next step. Second sentence is what he says there. The third sentence, I'm both humbled and honored to be trusted to help this team win right now.
There you go.
So in the first three sentences, he talks about expectations, basically, and winning right now twice.
And maybe if it had been Seth Appert, you wouldn't talk like that because he's looking for his first ever NHL win. Maybe Seth Appert becomes an assistant on the staff and is, you know, the baton gets passed to him in time. I don't know what the long-term plan is. I'm sure the Sabres maybe don't know that. But I'm definitely not mad about it. And if you're upset about it, I get it, I guess. Look deep inside yourself. What is it you're upset about? The same name? The same idea? You didn't like him before? You don't like him now? You don't like it because it makes the organization look small?
I saw a couple takes out there of, I don't want them to kind of ruin it. You know what I mean? Like, everyone loves Lindy right now, and if he coaches for 2 years and they're bad and people hate him now, you know, for the time being, like, is it going to spoil any good feelings you have about him?
Right, right. I guess that's possible. Right. I wouldn't consider it likely.
No, don't we all kind of feel like, well, not all, but I kind of feel like it's going to work. I kind of feel like it's going to work.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of reason to think that it won't work to just make the playoffs.
Right.
Have you seen the Islanders, folks? Have you seen the Capitals?
Yo, did you see what the Islanders did last night?
The Islanders just got their, this is where I'd say something vulgar if I was them.
Uh-huh.
They got worked.
I don't think I've ever seen, so they blew a 3-0 lead. And I think had three shots on goal in the final 37 minutes.
Yes, they deserved to blow a 3-0 lead.
Did you see the shot attempts in the game?
120 to...
118 to 28.
118 to 28. That's the Islanders.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like that, by the way.
Yeah.
118 to 28. It's like they were playing an ECHL team last night. That was wild. 110 to 28, but still unbelievable. Yeah,
absolutely nuts. Well,
right,
hey,
they're better than two of these teams in the playoffs right now.
They should have been, yes, two. And they should have been better than three, four teams that missed the playoffs: Pittsburgh, Detroit.
Yep,
they should have been better than a lot of these teams, and they weren't.
I just feel like we just came from a year of confusion, right? Like, it was a year of confusion where, do we know how they want to play? Does anybody have a good clue of how they want to play? From night one to night 82, I feel like we never got a good grasp on it. Even sitting here today, do we actually feel like we know? Adam said at the press conference, we did not change our system. And they pounded on the table and said, we did not change our system. And I'm like, okay, it looked different. It looked different. It sounded different at the beginning of the year. And Lindy comes in, and if you just look at his track record, at least the teams that were good, he always seemed to morph his style, didn't he, to what the strength of his team was? Like, when Hasek and Miller are his best players, how did those teams play? Those teams were lockdown, defensive, trapping in neutral ice. But when they came out of the lockout, were they not flying around, leading the league in goals, speed, power play, like skill? Like, I don't know, I feel like Lindy, and then the Devils last year. You know, I don't know why Andrew Burnett, an assistant coach, is getting as much credit as he is.
I've never really heard that happen as often as that is happening.
It's pretty wild to me. I'm not saying he didn't have an impact, but the fact that Lindy's being, all the credit's being taken away from him for that Devil season last year is just weird to me. But if I can, if I'm allowed to use that season on his resume, that was, the other years I just mentioned, the Hasek team, the 05, 06, like, those are decades ago, I know. Okay, but look recently. He just had the second youngest team in the league in the playoffs, in the second round, and how did they play? We all give the Sabres credit because they were third in the league in goals last year. You know where the Devils were? They were fourth in the league in goals. He coached the fourth highest scoring team in the league 1 year ago.
Do you want to know another stat for you? We can make this the stat of the day. It's on this very point you're making. Stat of the day. I got to find out who did this. TSN's analytics department put this one together.
Stat of the day is brought to you by Seneca Gaming in Irving, home of the biggest bingo payouts and slot machines with thousands won daily.
When Lindy was fired by the Devils, they were 22nd in goal differential.
Okay.
But they were 12th in expected goal differential. Okay. Translation, it was the goalies.
His goalie got hurt.
He got goalied the wrong way.
Yeah.
That's it. Your goalie stopped making saves, you get fired. S.J. Woodcroft, Edmonton. What happened? They were number one in the league in expected 5-on-5 goals for, and they were losing because their goalies were a mess. They fired the coach, the goalie got straightened out, and Edmonton's fine.
Yep. They played 5 different goaltenders this year.
Only
one of them had above a 900 save percentage, and it was the guy that only played 6 games.
Yeah. Well, yeah, hey.
They had bad goaltending.
803-0550, our phone number. So to pick up on your point there, like, yeah, I think there's lots to like about the move. Then, of course, we could dig into it, and we'll get to this with Paul. What does it mean for, I mean, probably not good for Skinner, which buyout candidate all the way, Jeff Skinner. Okay, we had our fun, and maybe that's right.
I would bet that's going to happen.
Let's flip the other way, though, make it a little more fun on this conversation. Which player are you most excited for? Who is this the best news for?
I mean, Tuck kind of sounded like it's good news for him, but, I have
an answer here.
That's more feelings. Okay, go ahead.
Cousins.
Okay.
I think it's going to be great for Cousins. Cousins has an unbelievable amount of ability, potential, the way he wants to play. He's the one that has been calling them out for playing soft. We don't have enough bleep you in our game. And maybe Lindy's teams, I mean, some of them didn't have enough of that either. But it feels to me like Cousins is a guy that, whether there's a burn-in period or whatever, that this is going to, he's going to thrive in this with this idea. The way Kevin Adams talked about Dylan Cousins specifically, right? Mm-hmm. He wants Cousins to make the other center miserable all night.
Right.
And be there all night. In end of season presser, how often do you get one GM talking about one player and the way that one player has to play to be what he can be? And now it's Lindy's job to make sure he gets everything out of that. Don Granato did a great job on a lot of these players, bringing out their very best offensive ability, getting them paid. Lots about Granato that the Sabres are thankful for. But Cousins is the one that they kind of lost this year.
Yeah.
So I'm eager to see what they can do for Cousins.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to get right. He's got to get right. He's got to get right offensively, too. But just, I don't know, there's a confidence, right, that he's going to need to improve on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, be interested to see like what the. I mean, they're going to need defensemen to grow, right? They're going to need Byram to grow.
Power's got to be. We'll see about that.
Yeah. And just from Lindy's track record, I'm trying to think, like, did he ever have defensemen that were that level of talent?
This is where I tell you how good Henrik Tillander was again.
You reminded me or informed me that he was, like, their number one defenseman.
Henrik Tillander was the best.
Because I was 10. Give me a break for thinking Jay McKee was their best defenseman that
year. That's okay. I had to tell Josh the story about Lindy and Ken Hitchcock and tell Lindy to bleep off.
Yeah.
I had to explain. How old were you, Ben, for that? That's 2006, so.
Yeah, yep. That's like my first early memories of the Sabres, yeah. Like that playoff run and that season and stuff. So.
Do you remember, we played in the open, do you remember why Hitchcock said that?
Was that because Ash went after Roy in game two when they were getting pummeled?
Yes, and Lindy was asked about it, and Lindy's answer was the more they wanted to act like jerks, the more we scored goals.
And someone fed that quote to Hitchcock?
They told Hitchcock.
That's awesome.
And he tell Lindy to bleep off. I was in the media room for that. Because
for both, or for just Hitchcock,
at least for Hitchcock.
Okay,
yeah, at least for Hitchcock, because I went to that game in the press box. We told the story yesterday. Yesterday's the anniversary of the Umberger hit, and I was at a wedding and came back and went to game two in the press box, and I was there for Hitchcock saying, "Tell Lindy to bleep off."
Were you the one that he told? Lindy to bleep off to? No,
no, I was not.
I did get down a Lindy rabbit hole on YouTube yesterday, which I would totally recommend to anybody that's looking for the nostalgia. And my favorite is one that is not very well remembered. They win a playoff game against the New York Rangers, like game two, maybe. And as everyone starts celebrating, Lindy leaps off the bench to go scream at the officials and slams a clipboard on the ground. Like, this dude just won a playoff game.
That's like Danny Hurley energy right there.
Yes.
Mad while you're up by 30.
Right. And as the crowd is going nuts celebrating a playoff win, this guy is just, he has one goal in his mind. I am going after the official right now.
803-0550. We'll get a call in before the break. Billy on a cell starts us off. Hey, Billy, good morning.
How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
We got you, Billy.
Great. Hey, I'm getting old. Can you help me with the timeline of when Lindy was dismissed from his duties, aligned with Ryan Miller's exit and those guys, or was it when Eichel and O'Reilly's decision was made?
No,
who
no,
you
no.
Were going with?
Long before that, he was fired in the lockout shortened season when Girgensons and Grigorenko were drafted, the 2012 draft. So that's like the 2012-13 season that was only in 2013.
He's fired very early on in that year. So
2013, right?
Yeah. So yeah. He's gone before that core is really taken apart, but it all happened quickly after that.
Can I tell you a ridiculous story that I just remembered right now?
Sure.
And I'll tell it again later today because it's 6:30, not enough people are awake. His last game, look it up if you want. For
I know what it is.
Winnipeg. It was Winnipeg.
Winnipeg.
And Pominville scored the only goal.
Okay.
How do I remember that? This is $1 million question for you because you can remember that.
How do you remember the game or that Pominville score?
How do I remember both that Lindy's very last game was a loss to Winnipeg and Jason Pominville scored the only goal? How do I remember that?
Because he's Lindy, man. He's Lindy.
This is one of those things you're going to
think. It's got
to be. You might think I'm lying.
I remember where I was when he got fired.
Okay.
That's kind of on the same level, right? Like,
nah.
No? Not,
no.
It's not even?
No.
Do you know why you know?
Yes, of course.
Okay, I thought you were like really befuddled by this.
I know exactly why I know.
Why do you know that
Jason Pominville scored one goal and the Sabres lost to Winnipeg, and it was Lindy's last game as a coach. I remember exactly. I mean, yeah.
I don't know. Was it their first game against the Jets, like since they were reincarnated?
Nope.
I don't know.
I had been invited to be the guy that hit the goal horn. I played the goal horn for Pominville's.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was on.
You hit the button.
I hit the goal horn that night.
Yeah.
Would you like to do it? I'd love to do it. I got a chance to see how the whole operation works, how they play the music.
Yeah.
Got a new respect for all that. And I hit the goal horn for Pominville, scoring the one goal they got that night.
Yeah.
And Lindy got fired.
You hit the goal horn for what was then Lindy's last goal as coach.
Correct.
Yeah. But you can't say that anymore.
They got to bring me back.
You can't say that anymore.
I got to go back. Opening night, I'm available.
Opening night. Yeah. Yeah.
Are That's you sure they want to do that, though? Because you did the last goal. Like, would they want you to do the first goal again? Or
you
want to
do the last one again.
Yeah,
you got to figure that
you
out.
You got to do the.
Well, that's going
to
be. A
you
long
need to
time.
Be able to claim. Was there pressure in that situation? Did you like have someone there to like?
Yes.
Like you had. You are determining whether the puck went into the net, right?
And how long you're holding it down. And if you're hitting it a second, you're not. You're supposed to hit.
Well,
it
you're
once.
Also Mr. Crowd before the horn. So would you have waited an extra second?
I mean, this is a.
How would you play that?
How many years ago was this?
11?
11.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Years ago?
11 years ago? Too far back?
It was only 11?
11 years ago, yeah. 11 years ago.
I was 30.
What do you mean only 11? It's like half my life.
In my head, I'm not 33 when that happens.
Okay.
In my head, I'm 28, but I guess not.
No, you're 33,
I'm
guess.
I'm 33 years old in an NHL
yeah.
operations center up top hitting a goal horn for Jason Pominville's goal against Winnipeg. And that was Lindy Ruff's last game.
I was sitting in the parking lot of the West Seneca Library listening to Chopin Bulldog when Lindy got fired. That's what I remember.
It was wild. Yeah. The other thing I remember about it, okay, now that we're doing this, like where you were when this guy got fired. I was going to a Syracuse basketball game that night and supposed to be off the next day. And because Lindy got fired, I said, I'll just drive home and be into work. Like you can't.
Yeah.
You know, that might have been the genesis of big things happen. Howard on vacation, me on vacation. That was one where it was, I'm not going to be that far away. And the Sabres fired Lindy.
Right.
Something we thought would never happen. Now he's back. All right. 803-0550. Sorry for those two little stories, but there are memories, right? There are memories.
It's going to be a nostalgia-filled morning, I'm sure.
And then there's the time that Howard and I played Lindy and maybe Darcy or Lindy in another mini golf. For charity. That
oh, really?
Another thing that actually did happen.
You played Lindy and Darcy in mini golf.
I don't know if it was Darcy. It was Lindy and somebody.
Did you guys win?
No.
You lost.
We lost, and we famously laid up on one hole. And Lindy
laid up on a mini golf? I mean, you can't leave forever if that happens.
Yeah,
like before the windmill? Like, I don't have the right angle?
Listen, it seemed like the right play.
Holy cow. All right.
Yeah. 803-0550. Lindy's back. Bills draft in 2 days. Rumors abound. All that good stuff. Join us if you'd like. 803-0550. Jeremy and Joe, Paul Hamilton joins us at the top of the hour here on WGR.
Come back in front of the net, broken up, and cleared away, and Buffalo coming back 2-on-1, maybe 3-on-1. Pominville walking in, shooting, scores! Pominville, top shot where Mama hides the cookies, and Buffalo gets on the board!
That was my hand hitting the big red button on the goal horn.
Hmm.
February 19, 2013. You know what? Listening back, sounded like I nailed it.
Is it a big red button?
It really is.
The big red button.
At the time, maybe you've seen the thing that people put on their desk, like the easy button from Staples. It looks a lot like that. Or it did. Similar. Okay. Yeah, just... yeah.
What'd you do, like 4 seconds there for the goal horn?
I haven't been invited back.
Uh-huh.
I used to just ask the Sabres for things, and occasionally they would say, sure. Like, hey, can I be in the draft war room? Or the trade deadline war room with Tim Murray. Yeah, okay. And they let me in for
no
that.
Problem.
Well, they let me in for, you know, like 20 minutes.
We should try that again. How about get you in there for, how about draft night this year?
All right.
Or the lottery. Go represent them at the lottery. There you go.
You know, these are all good ideas.
Yeah.
803-0550. Jeremy and Joe talking about Lindy Ruff coming back to the Sabres. I would say that I think the most fair criticism and a question Kevin Adams is no doubt going to have to answer today, why not a search? Why not a conversation?
There's no way they did a search, right?
Right. Why not a conversation with – why not wait to see if Mike Sullivan was fired? Why not wait to see if Brendan
got eliminated,
if they got knocked out early? Why not, you know, get out there in the full run of candidates?
Well,
and this is kind of like – I'm trying to think in the NFL who did this. Who hired someone right away?
In the NFL?
Yeah. Antonio Pierce got the job in
Vegas. He was an interim,
He was interim. I don't know if Harbaugh's this. It might not be a good example, but for, you know, not even a search.
There was one maybe, was it last year, where someone got criticized for not going about the Rooney Rule because they hired a guy like in 1 second.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I don't remember who that was, though.
803-0550. We'll connect with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com, West New York's number one Kia dealer. Carmine in Hamburg. Hey, Carmine.
Hey, guys. So, kind of glad you sort of brought up what I wanted to talk about. And, you know, honestly, I feel like, just from talking with other Sabres fans, it seems like everyone's sort of 50-50 because... And I think the reality is we're just really hoping this works out, because this whole time with this ownership, maybe not even necessarily just the ownership, but just with this franchise in general, the past 13 years, they just, it feels like they've never made like the best, most objective decision for the hockey team overall. And it's just, it's probably, if this hire was probably made like maybe a few weeks down the line, it probably wouldn't have felt like they just decided to go with Lindy right away. And again, I'm really hoping this works out, because we probably do have a good coach, but man, if this fails, this is just like, you have nowhere to go from here. And another thing that's going to need to happen is we're going to need major roster overhaul, but it's just not really helping the fact that this just happened so quickly. It really makes me wonder just like if they really just have a true process of doing what's best for the organization. Because no other NHL team, no winning NHL team makes decisions like this and expects to win a cup. Like if you look at cup winning teams, they make harsh, like reality check decisions.
We lose you, Carmine.
Right fit.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Like, I do think we brought up some of the examples earlier, though. Like, other teams have done this, right? Like, Montreal's done this, and a lot of other teams have done this. I mean, if we're talking about the process, though, like, we shouldn't be that surprised. Kevin Adams sounded last Tuesday like he had a guy in mind. And that he had a guy. And it's very, very clear to me now that the guy that he was talking about, his plan was the guy that he coached under and that he knows everything about. So listen, like, I get it. Nostalgia is a big part of it. What do I really think at his core Adams wanted to do here? Adams wanted to hire a dude that he knew. And teams do that all the time. They hire who they know. I'm not saying that that's a good defense for why you do it, because I think there's way too much of that in sports in general. But why did Adams want Lindy? Because he knows Lindy. Because he knows exactly what he's getting, because he worked for him. So the day-to-day, he knows he's available too, right? And you got to know that he would come back here. So that's a piece of it as well. So I don't know. It's not a good look on that front. Like, I think what Carmine is saying there about, you know, this is not how winning teams operate. This is kind of small potatoes type of mindset. I think that's going to be a common thought about this hire, especially, you know, the national hockey podcast that I listen to. Like, I'm imagining that's going to be the take that I'm going to hear. Like, can you believe the Sabres are bringing back Lindy Ruff? It's kind of an eye roll at it. But I don't think that has to mean that it's not going to work or that he's not a good coach. You can frame it however you want. But let me frame it for you this way. What if I told you, pretend you don't know his name, the Sabres are going to hire the fifth winningest coach in NHL history that had the third best team in hockey 1 year ago? Frame it that way.
Yeah.
Forget what his name is. Would you be on board? Because they talked all about pedigree 1 week ago. Kevin Adams did. It's hard to, I mean, cup winning is going to be above that, of course, but fifth winningest of all time, second round and third place last year.
Yeah,
pretty good.
There's also a tough spot to be in where you want a guy that's won a cup. People that win cups do not win second cups with other teams. Not that they can't, but it doesn't happen anymore.
Right.
Who's done it? Okay, well, okay, so then don't hire a cup winner. The last couple have been, like, thinking back to who's won these Stanley Cups.
Bowman did it, obviously.
Bowman
right?
did a lot.
With like, three teams.
But since him, like, try and find the last guy to win a couple of multiple teams.
Yeah.
Just not something that happens an awful lot. That's not to say you shouldn't hire a cup winner. I mean, The Sabres tried that with Dan Bylsma. And I'm also thinking about first-time head coaches. There are going to be some that are successful, some that come up through the ranks. And I mean, John Cooper's been in Tampa forever.
Yep. I was actually looking at Lindy's age during the break. He is 64 years old. It's, from what I'm looking at, it's pretty rare that guys coach past their late 60s. Like, that's fine, right? That's long-term, years down the road. Like, There are bigger problems short-term. But I am having a hard time finding a single coach that made it to his 70s. Like, ever. In NHL history, I'm like going down the all-time wins list, and I'm like 15 deep already, and like, nope, Bowman only went to like 67. Yeah. Like, a lot of these guys only go to like 66, 67. So even if this works, you know, Lindy might be like a 3-4 year experiment. I don't know. It depends up to him how long he wants to go.
803-0550. Get a break and get back on the clock. More of your phone calls. Paul Hamilton, top of the hour on WGR.
And what happened in the game is a joke. It's a joke. All it does is just prove the fact, right, that when I said it was open season, it appears it is open season. You get a guy that comes off a concussion, you got Jordan Tutu, running over your goaltender. We used to get a 2-minute power play for that. We got a 1-minute power play out of that.
I don't know how they got a 1-minute power play, but must have been
I don't either.
A 5 on him and a double minor on the Sabres in response. My math for you.
Mm-hmm.
Who remembers that play? I don't. Jordan Tutu.
I remember that one vividly.
Nashville?
Oh, yeah. That was Miller's first game back.
Spot check went after
back
him, maybe?
From what? Back from his concussion. After Lucic ran Miller, and Miller was out for a while because of the concussion. Yeah.
Right.
Miller was my guy back in the day, so I remember that very vividly.
Lindy Ruff. He's back. He has been a part of the Buffalo Sabres in every decade of their existence.
That is wild.
There's your stat of the day, part two.
He's been employed by the Sabres in every decade of their existence.
Not bad. Paul in Buffalo. Hey, Paul, good morning.
Good morning, guys. To me, this is a great day because I think whether you love or hate Lindy Ruff, I think we can all agree we upgraded our coaching staff. I can go back 2 years and say that Don Granato never took advantage of the home last line change. I remember a game against Tampa where we're up 2 goals in the third period, defensive zone draw, and he puts the line of Casey Mittelstadt, Rasmus Asplund, and Victor Olofsson, along with our third pair defense. I can't remember who the two were. It was maybe Stillman was one. Can't remember the other. It might have been Bryson. And this is out against Hedman, Kucherov, and Stamkos, and Braden Point. And, you know, what happens? Puck goes in the net. We end up losing that game in regulation. And, you know, there was too many times that Granato didn't take advantage of the home line change. Lindy Ruff will never do that. I also look at how many players I saw had their best seasons of their long careers under Lindy Ruff. Chris Drury was one. Max Afinaginov was one for all the problems at the end with Ruff and Max. Vanek was another. Roy was. He had Derek Roy as our first line center, a point-a-game player. I mean, Lindy Ruff is by far and away an X's and O's upgrade. He's an upgrade as far as motivation. And obviously, he just there's so many people in the fan base. We just love and revere this man, forgetting about his actual NHL resume. So for me, this is a great move. Now, Joe, I called you 2 weeks ago, and I said if Connor McDavid makes it to Madison Square Garden in the Stanley Cup Finals, I'm going to break my bank and go. It has not changed that. Connor McDavid just put in a 5-point night last night.
Yep.
And Madison Square Garden, there is real magic in that building for both teams that play there right now.
That's right.
That Sixers and Knicks game, holy cow, that ending was amazing last night. So if I get a chance to go to Madison Square Garden, I'm still going to go. But I think I'm going to be in for tickets again next year. Maybe I'm the biggest dummy on planet Earth. But you mark this down. Lock up the Norris Trophy for Rasmus Dahlin right now. Next year, it's his. There are people who think we should. If you redrafted, Quinn Hughes should go first. There's not a chance. Rasmus Dahlin is twice the defender Quinn Hughes is. That kid, he's great. Don't get me wrong. Kid had one block shot and no hits in the first playoff game. He had two assists. He's an amazing winger, I take Darlene over him 7 days out of seven. Guys, have a nice day.
Thanks, Paul. You know, you mentioned like the Knicks-Sixers game and the Magic in the Garden. It is an incredible time of year. Last night, the highlight reel of last night's sporting events, if you were watching, between Nuggets-Lakers and Carolina Islanders and Sixers-Knicks, I mean, just getting the juice. And
Did
then,
you
of course,
see the goal that Matthews scored to win it against Boston?
Yeah.
He caught, like, I was expecting wide receiver tweets about him and the Bills because he caught it out of midair, like on a route, and then put it down and went backhand forehand.
The one thing about Lindy, and we'll get to Paul on this. I mean, Paul, this is not Paul's favorite idea for the Sabres. We'll talk to Paul about it coming up next segment. There's one other thing that Lindy, and all these highlights that we're going to be playing over the next few hours and days and weeks, and we're going to remember Lindy as the coach. I want to say, like, hearing the Sabres say that falling short is bad hasn't happened enough. Being mad, angry Lindy on Twitter, it was an account for way back when, because he gets mad. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Granato did nice things for this franchise, and I think a lot of Sabres fans are thankful for that. They might have wanted to hear him a little more mad. And that's true of Kruger, too. Go back to Kruger. Go to Housley. Go to Bielsma. I mean, they got it here and there. But Lindy, I feel like Lindy gives Sabres fans, if nothing else, you might think he might not be the man for the job. You probably would believe that he wants it as bad as you do because of what this organization has been for him, being a part of it every single decade of its existence. He's coached twice, played one. Like, I think there's something to that about how our experience with this man as the head coach again will be different.
I mean, I think Gilbert Perreault has this nickname, but Lindy is Mr. Sabre. Isn't he? How is he not?
Right.
He played for the team. He was the captain of the team. He's been the winningest coach. Like, he's Mr. Sabre.
Well, depending on how many games he coaches and wins, how far on the all-time wins list can he go?
Ooh, get back into that.
If he coaches two years.
Can he get to first? I don't think he can get to first.
I don't think he can get to first. If he coaches for 2 years.
Yeah.
I think he can pass Barry Trotz. That's only 50 wins.
50 wins?
And he'd be third.
Oh, wouldn't it be stunning if he didn't get to 50 wins with the Sabres?
Is he going to get 106 wins?
That's three. That's year. You get to year three. I'd bet he makes it to year three. Yeah, I'll say yes. He'll get past 106.
He gets three.
Who's that? Is that two?
Joel Quenneville's 969. He would pass Joel Quenneville. By the way, Paul,
and he's toxic, so he's not coaching.
Paul Maurice is right here with Lindy with five more wins. So like, it's Paul Maurice and Lindy and Peter Laviolette.
Well, and he's active with the Panthers, so he's probably
You
know, I might have to give Maurice the upper hand there,
right,
even though we're optimistic.
Paul Maurice, by the way, a guy that returned to the same franchise to coach.
Where? Florida?
Hartford and Carolina.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Why doesn't it count?
I saw someone in the Hurricanes crowd with a Hartford jersey last night.
Why doesn't it count? Get out of here. It's the same franchise.
It's like 2,000 miles away from each other.
Oh, so we determine it on distance?
The team. They don't get credit for the Whalers.
If the Sabres had moved to a different county, does that count? But it's not far enough away?
Mm-hmm. Also, he wasn't like fired by the Whalers and then came back with the Hurricanes. He just moved with the team.
Okay, then
he was not ever fired and then rehired.
Then it was Toronto. Paul Maurice or Winnipeg. Paul Maurice is a coach the same team twice. Carolina. No, he coached Carolina twice.
Oh, he coached. Okay, there you go. So it wasn't
Hartford,
Carolina.
And Carolina, and then Carolina again.
Okay, so that's right. He was in Carolina, left, and then went back to Carolina.
Yeah, I knew I had it somewhere. Paul Hamilton, when we return, of course, the wide receiver train is still firing. Shots were fired at me yesterday by one Nate Geary. Yeah.
Oh, this guy.
Oh, this guy, all right. We were going to get him on the show, but I bumped him for tomorrow because, you know, the Lindy news.
Not because he took a shot at you?
No. We were going to get him on for the shots at me, but that's fine. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe, Josh Schmidt producing on WGR.
Call or text WGR at 803-0550 or post.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.